from the shores of Veterans United, home, Bones, Amphitheater, in beautiful downtown Virginia Beach, Virginia.
We're wired.
With their special guest, Wyatt Barrett. And now, here's your host, Big Ball.
Hey! Can you hear me?
Take another lap.
Take a lap.
Yeah, take a lap.
You know something?
Yep.
I have been exercising today.
I know.
I can't stop.
Where did you run? Did you run to Richmond?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got some miles in.
People might have wondered what we're doing, like we lost our mind or something. Tell them what's going on.
We're wired.
We're wired.
And it's not like the old days. The way I used to be wired.
Well, you were wired differently from the beginning. Let's say that. And then you got wired up.
Yeah, wired up. Yeah. Anyway, we have a wireless mic.
That's what we're referring to.
In other words, look. No microphone. It's a prop.
We do Steven Tyler stuff like. All right.
Okay.
It's just a prop now. These little microphones, because we are wired.
Well, it's great to be back. I don't even want to think about it. We're in Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
That's correct.
Yeah. Jack Boyles, he built this place.
He built this place.
Cellar door.
The late and great
Jack
Boyles.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like Nissan Pavilion.
Yeah.
But the Coral Reefer Band has been very active in the Norfolk and Virginia Beach area.
Let's hear about your engagement yesterday.
I went and got to play for the crew of the USS Kearsarge that just came back from deployment in the Persian Gulf, 7 months out there, protecting all of us.
I bet they were happy to see you.
I think they were happy to be in home. Yeah, in port. That's a long time out there.
Yeah.
We had fun time. We played on the flight deck of the, it's an assault ship that, you know, if that ship gets in your waters, if you do anything bad, you better watch out.
Assault.
And then... Helicopter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, airplane. They had helicopters. They had Ospreys. They had Harrier jets. I didn't like that at all.
Well,
yeah.
Who all was on that gig?
I had the pool band because we were splitting our forces. We'll talk about this in military because we had to split our forces because Mr. McAnally was working a benefit for Jesse Fernandez's great charity, and
that's right.
He took Eric with him, and so I had Mr. Robert Greenwich and Mr. What's our guitar player's name?
Peter Mayer.
Petey's out promoting his new album.
Yeah, you didn't even know he had
no,
an album.
No, I didn't even know he had a new album.
It's easy to forget his name. He's only been here 20 years.
You know, give him 4 days off and look.
I know that we have a special guest tonight, though.
Yeah, we do have a special guest. Let's get Wyatt up here.
Wyatt, come on! Great songwriter!
Wyatt, my man, how are you?
Doing great, how are you guys?
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams when you were cooking for Zach that you'd be on the Bing and Bong show?
No. Not at all.
It's like a bucket list thing, isn't it?
More than that, you never know.
Ooh, okay.
Now, tell me, how many songs have you written?
In my life?
Yeah.
Right around 500, I'd say.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but a couple of them did pretty darn good.
I think you sang on one of them, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Playing it tonight?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know the words to it?
I do.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gonna put the word away for a minute.
Pretend I
don't live in
sunshine's
gonna wash my blues away.
There you go. Do y'all know what song that is? Okay. All right, look at that.
Yeah, right. All right,
I didn't hate to put you on,
You can ask me about anything.
Yeah, we had Chris Collinsworth singing on the show.
Yeah, we had Chris Collinsworth the other day.
Did you? Yeah, he was singing.
But I knew him when he was playing in Florida. Yeah. So. But is the boss listening to you on the show tonight?
The boss is...
They're working tonight.
Yeah, there's something.
I was talking to Lucas Nelson the other day. I'm a name drop here.
Oh, that's right.
I was talking to Lucas Nelson. I'm going to see him tomorrow because we are writing songs for my new album.
Yeah.
Lucas and I.
Yeah.
Yo.
Amazing song.
That brings up a question.
So,
and they're working together somewhere soon.
Who's that?
Zach and Lucas.
Yeah, he's opening for them now.
Oh, okay.
Like a handful of shows.
He's opening for Lucas opening for the Stones on Monday night.
No kidding.
There's plenty of tickets available. I just said that.
Yeah, I know.
His agent now.
Don't even listen to him.
Plenty of tickets available out there for the Stones at the MetLife Center. I don't think so.
Bet your reservation on Tuck.
But we saved the Stones' career. We did You Can't Always Get Your One at the Jazz Fest after they had the cancer.
I know.
Turned it all around.
We turned it all around for them. You know, they were kind of a... Kind of going around the curve there, we kind of got the wheels back on the track. Oh, viewer mail.
We got some viewer mail. I think there's even one for you.
Oh, viewer mail.
Yeah.
VM. Yeah. They call it in the military.
That'd be
VM.
This is from the Surf Pirate.
Is this for Wyatt?
Wyatt?
The Pirate for Wyatt. See?
No, it's for Bing. Bing!
What?
Did you enjoy your time at Naval Aviation School in 1986? How do you get the pilot named Brillo?
They tried to drown me right here in Norfolk.
They did.
I remember that. That's right. I had to go to flight survival school to go in the aircraft carrier.
They drop you in the water, don't they?
They put a whole suit on. You got 75 pounds of suits and have guns and everything on, and they drop you in the water. You have to swim. Then they act like you dropped out of the helicopter and you sank. So I made it through it all. And then I got to go to the aircraft carrier. I loved it. Yes,
right.
I did.
Okay. This is for
and
both of
them. And it saved me when I had a real crash.
Because you knew what to do.
You could have been working for who would you be working for if I hadn't come back?
I'd been a Holiday Inn band.
No. Kenny would have hired me.
Kenny would have?
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
Jeff Malia, Bing Bong, do you let yourselves enjoy any of the new Coral Reefer products?
No.
Do you have a favorite?
We got products.
That's what I've just heard.
But I've got pain. I think I should do some CBD.
That's the new aspirin, man.
I know.
Let's go.
I see all those golfers chewing the gum. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, they never chewed gum before. No, so it's all CBD gum.
It's CBD.
They're hopped up out of that corn. Yeah. No, it's not. It's just
wired.
They're wired.
No. That's the other part of the plant. Excuse me. But I'm in medical.
Do you have a favorite?
I do have a
favorite. Well, let's hear it right here on Radio Margarita.
Well, we have low tide, mid tide, high tide, and tsunami.
I bet you like tsunami.
I'll be honest with you, I have not had tsunami. Mid tide is kind of me.
I sort of like that name, mid tide.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know what? Get rid of those opioids.
Yeah.
A little coral reefing product.
All right.
I can't wait to
see.
This is Kathy Miller. Wyatt, how did you approach Jimmy to record Knee Deep?
Well, luckily, Zach approached Jimmy to do it. And luckily, he liked it enough to do so.
He approached me.
He snuck up behind him.
Hey. No. He called me. I said, yeah, of course. No.
This is from Pirate Rick for Bing and Bong. Is there a musician you wish you had gotten to work with but never got a chance to?
That's a real question.
We've already had that question.
A musician or a musician?
A musician. Okay. Whatever you want.
A musician would be like a dairy farmer who had played guitar would be a musician.
Yeah.
Musician is another thing. Let's see.
Who would you want to sing with,
Let's see. I sang with a lot of people. Let's see. Who would I want to sing with? In a band?
That you didn't get to play with.
It's Fred Neil. I sang with Fred Neil.
You've been around for a while. You've sung with pretty much everybody.
In our generation, I couldn't have said Frank Sinatra. Yeah, but that would have never happened. But I sang with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, of course
you
did.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah, Bridget Garrett, this is for you, Wyatt.
Okay. Wyatt, go.
Do you have a favorite Jimmy Buffett album? Do you have a favorite deep cut song?
My favorite song by Jimmy has always been That's What Living Is to Me.
Oh, well, thank you. That's one of my favorite songs, too.
By far my favorite song.
It's hard to play, too. I don't know where I came up with it.
I'd say White Sport Coat, Pink Crustacean is my favorite album.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Woo!
I like that one, too.
That was cutting a day and a half,
and it cost $12,000.
Is that what it cost?
A day and a half,
$12,000, then I bought the first sailboat with the other half of the money.
I got 25 grand,
I bought a sailboat and cut an album.
I made $110 on that.
You made $110 on that
That's
album?
Right. session.
Yeah, but then you became the producer.
$55 a session.
Yes.
Yeah.
But look at the little road that that little dirt road led to.
I know, exactly. It's amazing.
But this road
the
of being,
being
a producer.
Yeah, producer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, same thing is going to happen to Wyatt. He's just winding on that road, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Just he's off the dirt road now. He's on a four-wheeler.
That's right.
Yeah. The four-wheeler. Uh-oh. What's happening out there?
What's that? Are we playing a show here?
I thought we were done. Are we done?
No, we don't. Keep it going.
I don't know.
Time for some coral reefle?
Yeah. This microphone's got me all confused here. Now that we're wired, you know, I don't have a wire to trip over or anything. So we're just kind of, are we stretching?
Five more minutes. Well,
what else has been going on? What else has been going on? Huh? Let's write a song.
Yeah, you guys. Did I miss a question?
I don't got a question for Wyatt. So when you're writing a song, when you write with Zach, do y'all get in the studio together? Do you get a guitar? Or do you kind of, sometimes these days people kind of send stuff back and forth by electronic mail?
Usually like you walk into the room with something, but usually words and melody come from me at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of write it and sing it down and sit down in the room and kind of sing it to them and kind of figure out music and build it together by ourselves and then bring it to the band after.
Do you get a little idea of like out there you hear something or see something that kind of you write down and take it something, work on that later?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. And now the phone makes that very easy to jot and sing into really fast.
That's what I do too.
A memo.
How do you do it?
That way. It's like, I'll write something down or I'll just... And I do it. I got one of those little record apps and you just pop it down there, you know?
Right.
And then I'll go back and I've got a little Pro Tools rig that I take on the road with me so I can run that small one. And then it gives you a little bit of, because before we used to have, before there was the Linn drum machine, there was a little bit tiny drum, drum mate or something like that. It had a beat to it. But before that, there's nothing you had to wait to get in the studio. To get time and to get the feel of what the beat is.
No, it would be a rough demo. Basically, it'd just be a guitar, or piano, and vocal.
Sure.
Yeah. Which I think it helps a lot of songwriters, the fact that you can do that, but sometimes people get overboard on demos too.
Right, yeah, you get into the production.
Keep it simple in the beginning would be my.
Into the gist of the song.
You don't give the producer anything to paint.
In fact, I sort of like the old style a little bit, just leave it open for interpretation.
Because you get so many in, you get a studio. And those days, like in White Sport Code, the musicians we had on there really were key to like other things that made, I think, those records. Reggie Young in particular on guitar.
Yeah.
And who played bass? Tommy Cogman played bass.
No, but not on that record. You brought in somebody.
Ed Williams played bass. But you get a lot a real feel from players because when they kind of had fun playing with us because we weren't your run-of-the-mill band. We were kind of active and happy. And I think that we allowed them to play.
Right. To be that way, too.
Yes.
A lot of times for us, too, the song would change tempo and everything by the time it got to the
studio. No, exactly.
Yeah, it should. It shouldn't find its place.
Have to find a place where it seems right.
Yeah.
The tempo, because a lot of times you write it and it's too high. Because you think, that's a lot of energy. You know what I mean? It's, you're in the wrong key.
So all you songwriters
out there,
look at the wisdom of Wyatt and Mr. Utley right there.
Yeah.
Okay,
we stretch it on out. Wyatt,
thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Come stretch it out with us anytime, man. Good luck.
Take a heart tonight.
Tell Zach hi, have fun.
All right, see you.
All right.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
All right, bud. All right, have fun, man.